Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to our baseball insider, Buster Olney. Hello, Buster. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just tracking that powerhouse division, the American League Central.
You know, hey, they split the doubleheader yesterday, but they still won the series. And so, thankfully, the White Sox part of that division. And so the Royals have continued to they lost the series over the weekend. But, hey, still so far so good. But they've got the Baltimore Orioles coming to town this weekend. And so this, I know that they were competitive, but the bullpen let them down, and they lost two out of three in Baltimore. But here they get Baltimore at Kauffman Stadium. Maybe give us a little preview and tell us more about the Orioles that are coming to town, Buster.
Yeah, I mean, they have the most dynamic collection of talent in baseball. There's no question about it when you're talking about, you know, it's the benefit of tanking. Right. Besides the fact that the owner sucked out a lot of profit, they got to pick at the top of the draft year after year after year. And so they have Adley Rutschman and they have, you know, Gunnar Henderson. Give them credit, by the way. Gunnar Henderson was a second round pick, not a first round pick. And, you know, he looks like he's going to be an MVP candidate this year. Colton Cowser was the fifth overall pick in 2021. He looks like he's blossoming. He's really been their best hitter so far this year. And then, you know, Jackson Holliday, who has struggled out of the gate in his first week in the big leagues, but at some point you assume he's going to turn it on and make his adjustments and start to hit. They are a fun team to watch. There's no question about it. And, you know, we'll see as the year goes along with their new ownership, David Rubenstein, Cal Ripken, et cetera, if they will be more aggressive at the trade deadline. They'll go out and try to add, you know, players just as they added Corbin Burns in the offseason. So this is a great litmus test, you know, for the Royals, I think. Just to, you know, as I told you, when they were in Baltimore, even though the Royals lost that series, every game felt like it was on a razor's edge. And, you know, and the two teams competed like crazy. It was a great series. I expect the one this weekend will be as well.
Well, it seems like every game the Royals plays, they're going to be in right now because they get a good starting pitching performance every time out. I mean, literally, so far this year, that's been the case. And Stephen and I were talking about this in the first hour. I don't expect their top three starters to have sub-2 ERAs for the entire season, but I do think they're going to be good. So, like, how good should we expect this rotation to stay through the year?
Boy, and what a different context for a year ago when it felt like, you know, last April was Brady Singer and Pray for Rain.
Yeah.
Right, at times.
Yeah.
In terms of where they were. Look, I it's really encouraging what we've seen early this year from them. And I know it's interesting because when I posted about the Royals, so many people are responding, well, look at all the games they played against the White Sox. And the White Sox make them look good. I don't look at it that way. I look at it just, you know, day after day after day. They're in games. They're competing, you know. And that's it starts with the starting pitching. So I do think that it's going to continue. And I would expect as well, given what we've seen from ownership, you know, the contract with Bobby Witt Jr., the spending on the free agents in the offseason, that as this year goes along, if they have holes in their, you know, on their pitching staff and their everyday lineup, they will work to address them at the trade deadline, which is pretty exciting.
Buster Olney is our guest. What do you make of this AL Central? It is better than we thought. The White Sox are just god awful, but what are your takeaways early on from the AL Central?
Well, I you know, it's interesting. I'm sure that as the Royals got on the plane yesterday, losing that game to the White Sox, second game must have felt like 10 losses. Because that's just an opportunity. They are that bad. But the American League Central is probably the most improved division in baseball this year. You know, with the improvement that the Royals have made, the Guardians clearly are a better team. You know, a maturation of their everyday position players. You know, more power than what we've seen in the past from them. They're never going to be a dynamic power hitter team. But they have a better offense than they had under Terry Francona. You know, Stephen Vogt, their new manager, has done a good job. They always find pitching You know, I think it was going into yesterday's game, Cleveland had the best record in baseball. Think about that. And you know, the Tigers were a team, I think, you know, Jeff Passan, my colleague, picked them as the team to win the division, and they've gotten off to a good start. They're a good defensive team. They have, you know, excellent starting pitching at the front end as well. So it is a great division, and it's certainly different than in recent years when you felt like any team that won 85 games is going to take this division. And it was, you know, yesterday, you know, to try to put the Royals season into context, I tweeted out something that they, I think it was what, win number 11 last year didn't happen until May 10th.
Ooh.
And, you know, I mean, think about where they came from last year when they went 56 and 106 to this year where, you know, they're right near the top of the division.
Buster Olney is our guest. Another tweet that caught my eye you made about an hour ago. The WAR leaders so far this season, and there's only one player that you have ahead of Bobby Witt Jr.'s 1.6, and that would be Mookie Betts at 2.1. And that one tells us that Bobby Witt Jr., just he's a stud. But also, as good as he's been, look at Mookie Betts. Wow.
He is insanely great so far this year. You know, last Sunday we had the Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball playing the Padres. So I was in L.A. over the weekend, and to watch his attention to detail before the game was remarkable in how he was preparing to play shortstop that day. And after I got done watching that workout, you know, where he and Rojas, who's, you know, an elite defensive shortstop, they were basically playing dueling banjos on ground balls. You know, they had a coach who was standing there who was getting flipped pitches, and he's hitting fungos at these guys, just rockets up the middle or into the hole. And after every single play, the two of them are making eye contact and they're talking. Rojas is telling Mookie, no, you know, I would take it this way. Or maybe you ought to think about doing it this way. Or nice play with that motion. It was Dave Roberts who a month ago said to me, you know, he had that Mookie's obsession since he's moved to the infield with the details of the game. He goes, it's Kobe Bryant-like. Like, to see how much effort he's putting into it every day, you know, they go through that workout. It's about 30 to 45 minutes, guys, taking ground balls. And Dino Ebel is one of their coaches, looks at me and said, he does this every day. He's done it every day since the beginning of spring training. And, you know, when it was over, Rojas is standing there and talking with him. And Mookie, as I wrote in a piece this week, it was like he was a student sitting in the first row of a college class, just jotting down every note. He was so intensely focused on what Rojas was saying to him. And I mentioned that comparison to Mookie when he got done. And I mean, you were locked in, Mookie. And he goes, why wouldn't you be? Everything the guy's telling you? Oh, my God, it's so great. But for me, it was kind of inspiring to see someone who's, you know, who's been an MVP in a regular season, in a World Series, to care that much midstream about getting better, about being open-minded to getting better. He's taking instruction like he's an 18-year-old in rookie ball. It was really cool, and I haven't even mentioned his offense. You know, he started this week leading the majors in walks and hits. You know, so he's been incredible so far this year, and far and away, I think, the best player in baseball.
So this is kind of a loaded question, but how did the Red Sox screw that up so bad? Because, you know, he's been with the Dodgers now 5 years. They've only been to the playoffs one time in those 5 years since he's been gone. And now when you look back at what they got, it just they got screwed in that trade because Alex Verdugo has not lived up to his hype. And Jeter Downs absolutely didn't live up to his prospect ranking.
Yeah, he's out of the organization.
Right. And Connor Wong, I mean, how do you – and you're describing him as the best player in baseball – What the hell? And that's and now that it's like that dark cloud is haunting them, and watching him and doing what he did with the Dodgers, that's hard to recover from.
Yeah, and I say this, Stephen. I mean, I should put in this caveat on what you just said. Connor Wong is actually developing into one of the game's better catchers. And it's pretty cool to see, you know, a player who's improving. But your overriding point is dead on. I mean, you never trade Mookie Betts for Connor Wong. you wouldn't do that. And I think a couple things. First off, as you were talking, I was thinking about how the Royals with Bobby Witt Jr. did what the Red Sox didn't do, and that's to get ahead of the negotiations. When the guy's a young player, and say to Mookie, you know what? What's it going to take? We got to work this out because you're too good and we value you too much. They slow walk the negotiations, which has been a habit of theirs over the last 6 years, where when they could have offered $100 million, they offered $70 million, and I'm just making up the numbers, obviously. Or if they could have offered $200 million, they offered $100 million. And, you know, at some point they got backed into a corner, and Mookie by that point was kind of like, you know what, I don't know if I want to stay here. He created that, you know, that doubt was created by how the Red Sox slow-walked the negotiations. That's what the Royals didn't do with Bobby Witt Jr. They went into the offseason and said, basically, yeah, it's going to be super expensive, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to go far beyond anything we've ever done. But we want this player to anchor our team going forward. They didn't do that with Mookie. And now, and when you see Mookie, I mean, he's, as you guys know, an absurdly great athlete. You know, not only a great baseball player, but, you know, he's bowled 300 games repeatedly. You put any sport with him, he's going to dominate it. He was the best right fielder defensively that we've ever seen. And what Dave Roberts really believes is that when they moved him back to the infield, that really gave him, like, a new challenge. In some respects, you know, their feeling was he was a little bored in the outfield. He'd come up through the minor leagues as an infielder. He goes out to right field. You know, he learns how to be the best right fielder in baseball. And then it's kind of like been there, done that. And now that he's moved back to the infield, it's increased his focus and the feeling, you know, among the folks there is that it's made him a better player. You know, so a tip of the cap for Mookie for caring so much that, you know, even in the middle of this excellent Hall of Fame career, he's working to get better. I mean, it really is a great example for all of us.
So the thing I heard out of all this, Buster, is that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in the American League right now.
Wow.
He's in the conversation for sure. I'm trying to remember who it was that in spring training that I was having a player who was having a conversation with about ESPN's Top 100. And, you know, he and others were picking out Bobby Witt at Jr. and where his standing was. I think he was, what, 11 or 12? And they were like, no, he's better than that. No, he's higher up on the list. I mean, right now, put the opening stats aside, probably the best players in the American League, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge at the Yankees would be in that conversation. Mike Trout's off to a great start, but it is a short list, and you could make the argument that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in the American League right now.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you. I agree with your argument. Double thumbs
Gunnar
up
Henderson,
for me.
I think Gunnar Henderson, guys, is in that. I mean, he is a beast with how he's playing and how quickly he's getting better. You know, Adley Rutschman's probably the best catcher. I don't know if you put him as the best player. But Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, he's right there, seemingly impacting the games every day.
And all those guys would be out of Kauffman Stadium this weekend, so maybe if you're a baseball fan, you might want to watch that.
Yeah, so, and you know, Buster, the thing, I don't know how you, I guess war is the best way to quantify it, but yesterday was a great example to me of Bobby Witt Jr. as a winning baseball player, because late in their first game of the doubleheader, he hits a little chopper to third base and hits, I mean, like the third fastest time that anybody's been clocked going to first base this year and beats it out. Then he steals second base to get himself into scoring position, you know. And they end up, look, Salvi hits a home run. But those are the types of plays, like, he can find a way to help the team win in every single way that you can help a team win a baseball game.
Right, that's exactly right. And that's, to me, has always been sort of like the short list of how you determine who the best position player is, right? Aaron Judge can do that, too. He's an excellent base runner, right? He can throw the ball really well. He's also an outfielder, which means he doesn't have quite as much defensive impact as, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. would have in the infield or Mookie Betts would have in the infield. Juan Soto is better defensively than he's been in the past, but generally speaking, he's considered to be an average to below average defender. You know, and he's not going to steal bases the way that Bobby Witt Jr. can. So at some point, we have to arrange a skills competition between Mookie and Bobby Witt Jr. That would be something.
I'd watch it.
Yep.
Jose Ramirez of the Guardians, too. He would be in that where it feels like every day, because he's an elite defender, he runs the bases well, he's hit some power, he's not afraid of clutch situations. He's another guy I think who would be in that conversation.
Let me end the segment. Let me throw this curveball at you. Jose Canseco tweets out yesterday, Angel Hernandez needs to be banned by Major League Baseball. Your reaction to Jose Canseco lashing out at Angel Hernandez?
Yeah, so, you know, I felt this way about Joe West. There'd be so many complaints about Joe West from fans, and my feeling would be like, look, Major League Baseball stands by and lets it happen. You know, in the short time I covered the NFL, you know, I saw situations where they were taking referees or different people off the field, and maybe that's a testament to the strength of the umpires union, but I also think that in baseball, they do not aggressively work to get the very best at the top of the sport into that position of umpire. Otherwise, you know, you'd let the best ball and strike umpires do that, you know, two times through every four-game rotation. You'd handle in a different way, but they keep running them out there. So I don't put that on Angel Hernandez. I put it on Major League Baseball.
I mean, it's a sideshow now. It distracts from the actual game. And that's all you see on social media when he's behind the plate. Hey, Buster. As always, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Buster Olney. He's awesome, you know?
I think he was excited to hear, you know, some Jose Canseco tweets.
Right.
We always want to. Usually he's griping about robots.
Why wouldn't you be excited about Jose Canseco tweets?
I wonder how he feels about robot umps.
He wants Angel Hernandez banned from the sport.
He's terrible.
So you're going to disagree with Jose there?
No.
Right.
He's terrible.
That's right. Yeah, that Mookie Betts trade, it's almost like the baseball gods have damned them. Like, oh, you trade the best player in baseball for that?
It's like the curse of the Bambino starting all over again?
Yeah. I mean, you just, there's, like you said, Connor Wong is good, but that ain't, you don't want to hold that up. Yep.
By the way,
that's what we got for Mookie Betts.
How would you like to be in Connor Wong's shoes, or it's like, yeah, you're always going to be compared, held up to that standard.
Where Verdugo, you know, was the guy that was major league ready, and then Jeter Downs was he was a top 100 prospect, and he was a damn near 25-25 guy in the minors, but then he just fell apart at AAA. They tried to call him up anyway, and he's not even with the organization. You know, and so when that it's just, you can't, one of those guys had to turn into a stud, and neither one of them did. I mean, Verdugo was okay, but you're talking about the best player in baseball, right? And like, look when the Royals traded Zach Greinke, and look what they got. What did they end up, two guys ended up winning the ALCS Most Valuable Player.
Yeah.
You know, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do. That's not. The Red Sox screwed the Mookie Betts trade, and then they have to watch him play shortstop and basically be the best player in all of baseball. That kills you
by a lot,
right? And it doesn't. And it doesn't hurt my feelings. So.
You don't. It doesn't bother you.
Nope. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Very happy to have our next guest in studio. Also kind of happy to have Will Gregory, but that, whatever. Billy Brimblecom, who was with us last before Thunder Gong, and we talked about having you back in the month of April, and damn it, it's April, and here you are.
Here we are.
See, we keep our word. So let me just get this off my chest, and I talked about this earlier. He thinks I say this to make him feel bad, and that's only partially true. Thunder Gong, it was my first, I'm ashamed to admit, that was my first chance to go.
That's okay.
It was so awesome.
Awesome.
And it exceeded my expectations, which were already lofty anyway. But my wife and I went, and we had so much fun. And it was so, like, the I'm blessed to be a part of many charity events every year, both just being there and emceeing. But this was, the energy was so high, and it never came down, and the performances were so fantastic, culminating with Nathaniel Ratliff. He melted my face.
Yeah.
That was like that.
That's what he does. Yeah.
You know, but everything. And you guys on stage, I can't, if there's anyone out there that's left that hasn't gone, you better go this year, because that, it was just so much fun.
That's great. That's,
it made me mad that I hadn't been there before. So
if we're recording this, I want to have that on our website. That's the best advertisement we need. That's exactly what we hope to have. Yeah. Well, good. I'm so glad you're able to come. It's just a big old fun rock and roll party.
And just everyone puts themselves out there with their performances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can't believe I'm watching this. And it was just,
Yeah.
And some people shave hair.
I was going to say, we even sold a beard.
Right.
We even sold Beard's beard.
Right. That was fantastic. Nate, I'm not, it's not because you weren't there.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you so you come next year.
I was out of town, and I was receiving many text messages and videos.
Well,
I watched the Thunder, at least the Thunder Gong that happened during the pandemic, they streamed it.
Yeah, we streamed two of them, 20 and 21.
I remember watching at least one of those with my wife on the back deck. We sat around and we made our donations and all that stuff, and it was awesome seeing it in person. I'm really hoping that this time around I'm in town, because it, first of all, just being such, Ted Lasso is probably my favorite television show of all time. I think it's my favorite TV show that I've ever watched in my life. And the connection with Jason and being from Kansas City and all the callbacks he does to Casey, all the little Easter eggs he leaves, what I do for a living on top of it, makes a connection there. So that part makes me want to go really badly. But what you said, Stephen, is you have all these amazing celebrities, and then you get to see them doing something that you didn't maybe realize they could do.
Yeah.
Like Hannah Waddingham, right?
Yeah.
You got to see a little glimpse of her voice in one episode of Ted Lasso where they go do karaoke, right? And she sings, and it's like, wow, she's pretty talented. But watching her perform at Thunder Gong was just, saw the video of it.
She uncorked. She let it rip, man. Yeah, she's, I think Jason said after she sang her first song, when people were just losing their minds, he's like, acting was her plan B.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Yeah, she's a singer, straight up.
You know, yes. You watch, like, how talented are all these people on stage?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Okay,
she's amazing.
So what we want to talk about, and of course, it benefits Steps of Faith. Steps of Faith is a nonprofit charity dedicated to providing prosthetic care, hope, and comfort to amputees needing support. You can go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org, and you have a big event coming up on Friday, a birthday bash. And so please tell us about what's happening this Friday.
Yeah, Friday night. April is Steps of Faith's birthday, so we're 11 years old now, which is great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And April is also Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month. Limb loss, meaning you had an amputation, lost a leg like me. Limb difference, meaning you were like born with a limb difference. So the language has changed around that a little bit. Used to be called like a congenital amputation, which is actually incorrect grammar. So someone was born without a hand or without a fully formed leg. That's a limb difference. Still wears a prosthetic leg or arm. So Limb Loss and Limb Difference Awareness Month in April. We got the proclamation in Kansas from the governor and all that. And so it's kind of all of those things. You know, we tried Thunder Gong is a big thing in November, November 9th. Stay tuned. We try to make a big deal out of April because, again, it's our birthday, Limb Loss Awareness Month, all that kind of thing. It's at the Bower tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
It's an event space. Stepsfaithfoundation.org. You can still get tickets. We're going to have, think 11-year-old's birthday party, but for grown-ups. You know, food, drink, balloons, cake.
Balloons?
Balloons.
Some balloons?
Yeah. What? Nate, you're out of town November 9th. Nate, that was MLS, so...
I am out of town this Friday. I don't know about November 9th.
You are out of town. I just confirmed. They just called in. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're out of town November 9th. I just picked up the phone. Did you see me?
There was nobody on that phone.
What? I don't know. I saw
you're still out of town November 9th.
So you got cake and balloons at this birthday party.
Yeah, we're going to have a caricature artist. It's going to be great. the whole thing. But yeah, it's just a fun party. It's a party that's celebrating, you know, the fact that we're still around and made it this far and helping people. But we're also trying to raise money while we're doing it. Steps of Faith, we've helped like double the people year to date this year that we had this time last year, which is incredible. You know,
when you say the people, tell them what do you do for them?
The people. So Steps of Faith, what we do is we get prosthetic limbs for amputees that have no health insurance or no prosthetic coverage with their health insurance. So like a really bad policy. There's a lot of those. Turns out healthcare in America is a little wonky.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I just learned that.
Don't say.
Yeah. So anyway, we're getting folks, back to work, back to life. You know, getting people walking again, using all four of their limbs. So,
can I retweet? I see the raffle. Was okay.
Yeah, and
so, and the bidding.
That's right. Yeah. So we have a bunch of fun items we have a raffle going. So if you can't come tomorrow night, you know, look, we do this event. We try to do an event every year in April. We do Thunder Gong in November. But Steps of Faith is in the business of doing what I just said, getting amputees walking again. All year round. So please donate. Please, and if you want to donate and maybe get something other than a tax receipt and jewels in your crown in heaven, you can come to the event or get in on the raffle. Thundergong VIP tickets, which you can't purchase, you can get in this. And there's some, speaking of Ted Lasso, there's some Jason and Brendan signed soccer balls and all sorts of stuff. So
there he is.
Oh, I just saw the lip.
Nate
lip
and Katie engaged. MLS money spent.
I'm going to the website right now. Be perusing that.
Yes.
What you do is awesome. I was actually thinking about you this week because, as you see, I suffered an injury.
Yes.
I broke my tibia over the weekend, and so I'm... I was hobbling around on crutches at first, and then I got this little scooter thing that my wife secured for me from a friend of hers that had it. But and my daughter was talking about how difficult it is for me to help around the house and do things and all this stuff. And I thought to myself, yeah, this is a temporary situation.
Right.
You know, if you have limb loss, that's not a temporary situation. Right. And people have to find a way to deal with that for the rest of their lives. And you're helping people deal with it in a way that allows them to have fuller, healthier, happier lives, right?
Yeah. My leg is not going to grow back on this side of heaven anyway, you know?
Right.
But fortunately, I have health insurance, so I have access to the tools that can allow me to walk around. You know, I live in a house where our bedrooms are upstairs. Mm-hmm. I can take care of my family. And so we're helping the people that don't have access to those tools, which unfortunately is a lot of people. 500 people lose a limb every day just in the United States, which is crazy but true. You know, and a lot of people either don't have health insurance or have some terrible coverage. Medicaid in a number of states, Kansas and Missouri are not included in these states, thankfully, but does not cover prosthetic care for adults. Jeez. So like Medicaid in Texas, that's health insurance. You lose a limb, you need a prosthetic leg, they don't cover it. So we help a ton of people in Texas as a result. So, yeah.
And awesome. One of the best moments that I didn't mention, I want to mention from Thunder Gong, is when you have someone that has benefited from Steps of Faith, and the lady that helped her was and she was sitting by us, and she was so excited to run down on the stage again. But that and the video, but to crystallize exactly what you're doing, and there, you know, obviously there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was so powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real, I'm glad you feel that way. I mean, it's a real, you know, thank God, I lost my leg to cancer. Thank God for charities that raise money for cancer research. Mm-hmm. You know, those drugs helped save my life, yada, yada, yada. That's a long play, right? We've helped over 120 amputees already this year. So it's really kind of like you can see when you donate to us, and the cliches are true. It all goes in the same bank account, right? So there's no any amount of money adds up, but you can see your donation in action because we're getting people walking again every day. You know, seeing those stories like that.
So tell people that are listening how they can help if they'd like to come to the birthday bash on Friday, or if they can't, if they'd like to donate or bid on any items. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, all of that. Just go to stepsoffaithfoundation.org and. Stepsoffaithfoundation.org. You can go to all our social media as well, where we're talking about the raffle and telling frequent stories of folks we've helped and that kind of thing. Steps of Faith Foundation.
And we were having a good conversation because, you know, my son's a local musician, and you're a hell of a musician.
Thank you.
With a great background. And you're up there at Thunder Gong and you know, playing and part of it. You got a big show coming up. What tell us about
it. Oh, yeah. So the Summer Breeze is the backing band, is the house band
right.
for Thunder Gong. We get to play with everybody.
How awesome is that, by the way?
It's so fun. I mean, that's the best part. That makes the... You know, that and obviously the money we raised to keep Steps of Faith afloat and help these people. But me and my band getting to play with everybody is the best part. But yeah, Summer Breeze, we started as a yacht rock tribute band, you know, smooth 70s and 80s soft rock.
The good stuff is what I call it.
The good stuff, baby. And May 4th is our 15th anniversary show at Knuckleheads. Tickets are still available. It's selling. Not a ton are available, but yeah, we're very excited. 15 years. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
I'm looking through these raffle items, and I'm purchasing some right now.
Yeah.
There's some good raffle items here. So people need to go to the website and check it out. You know?
We'll take a break, and then we'll remind people again when we come back everything that's happening on Friday. We'll be back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Wow. An entire organization just tweeted at us. The Kansas City Comets tweeted, Billy is the best.
How about that?
A whole team, a whole organization.
Every one of them signed on to that tweet. And
never happened before.
I love the Comets since I was a little kid, and they're good pals to this day.
Well, I don't know why you won't play the Comets theme for them. Also the theme to Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Wonderful, uplifting soccer team, depressing movie.
And the title character, Billy.
Oh, I don't remember that. I have seen the film.
Oh, Billy.
Billy. So there's I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and stay away from it. Maybe at this point, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Comets on to the conference finals, by
let's
the
go.
Way.
So literally, let's go.
We got to see. I think the Mavericks are in the postseason doing well. Everybody's clicking in this town right now.
Comets games are so fun.
Right.
It's crazy. And, like, rough. Like, in a, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, guys get slammed into the boards.
Just slamming into the boards. Yeah. It's crazy.
I would never want to be a goalkeeper in that league.
No. Oh,
man.
All right, so let's remind people again about the big event coming up Friday. It looks like it's going to be so much fun, and it's the birthday bash for Steps of Faith. It's going to be at the Bower this coming Friday night. So tell people everything they got to know, why they should come out. And first of all, raise money for a great cause. But second of all, it looks like just have a great time.
Yeah, grab some friends and come out. We're going to have great food from our friend Jo Marie. She is the restaurateur behind Cafeteria and The Mix.
Love those
delicious.
Great food. We're going to have drinks powered by my great friend Steve at KC Bartenders. The Bower is an awesome space. Like I said, it's just going to be a big, fun party. Get kind of snazzy, you know, bring your friends.
I see dancing on here. There's going to be dancing.
There's going to be dancing. It's going to be, you know, food and drinks and merriment. Again, caricature artist. Yeah. Who doesn't want to have your, like, you know, drawn like you're at the boardwalk, right?
Yeah, you could be drawn with the scooter.
Yeah,
you could.
It would look good.
Yeah, it would look good.
Wouldn't it?
I think you would. To me,
yeah.
By the way,
commemorate.
So I encourage you when we break for commercial. I would encourage you to ask Nate how this injury happened.
Oh yeah, we didn't get into that
because I think that you both would get a big kick out of it.
Okay,
you guys would enjoy, especially Will, and this could be used against him.
We'll talk about this.
Right.
So, by the way, the raffle here. There's Thunder Gong tickets available on raffle.
VIP tickets.
VIP
which
that you can't
purchase.
Buy. Yeah. There's a signed KC Current ball. There's a liquor package. There's a signed Thunder Gong items. What I signed up for was a $500 gift card to Ula and Luna, which are two amazing stores.
Great friends of ours.
I love that.
Chiefs. You got some Chiefs tickets in there, I think.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of great stuff you can go purchase raffle tickets for and have a chance to win something. And the money goes to a great cause.
StepsOfFaithFoundation.org. You can follow me at SSJWHB. If you don't already, I just retweeted the link to the auction and the raffle and all the information that you need. And again, before we let you go, Billy, tell people why this is so important to raise money to continue to support Steps of Faith.
Yeah, we're getting amputees walking again. A lot of people, we're helping folks that don't have health insurance or have no prosthetic coverage with their health insurance. So we're really getting people back to work, changing people's lives. I lost my leg to cancer in 2005, but fortunately I've had health insurance and I've had access to the right tools. We're helping the people that don't, which is sadly a lot of people. It's ridiculous that steps of faith should need to exist in the United States or on planet Earth, but we do. But just know that any amount of money that you give, whether you're buying a raffle ticket, whether you're coming to the event or just making a donation, you're really changing people's lives. Go to our social media, go to our website. You can see it in action.
Billy Brimblecom, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you.
And more importantly, thank you for bringing Will Gregory.
Always.
Yeah, that's the most important part of what happened yes. today. We will take a break. The Sausage, Anthony Sherman, is here. He's got questions about what he sees right now with Nate Buchanan. Gary Dieter's on his way. Back after this with more on Sports Radio 810 WHB.